I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Welcome to Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. I did have a dog of the day, but the second I started recording, he bolted for the door. Relax, bud. Blaze is here with me, as always, doing the thing. And, hi! I'm all better. I'm no longer sick. I know. You can all applaud for me. Oh my god, he is bugging the crap out of me already. He knows when I'm about to quote unquote perform, and he just starts going crazy. All right, I gotta open up the garage door for him. Please pause. And I'm back. How's everybody doing today? I'm not sick. I finally feel all better, and I had a phenomenal week. I got to do projects. If you were not on the internet last week, you would have no way of knowing. But you were, if you were on the internet even a moment last week and follow me on any platform, you would see I did my projects week, where I didn't focus on main channel videos or podcasts. I still had them uploaded, but I had done that work ahead of time so that the rest of the week I could just focus on doing my projects, which I got to vlog and TikTok. Now, I was still working. I was like, I gave myself a week off work. And people were like, what's your job again? Oh my god, you're a stupid bitch. You're still working. Fuck you. Ha ha ha. I don't know why. Those comments pissed me off so much. They weren't that aggressive. But people were like, I'm sorry, what's your job again? Don't you work from home? And like, people were mad that I said I gave myself a week off work. Sorry I didn't make it an entire paragraph explanation of what I meant when I said that. I gave myself a week off from main channel and podcasts, which meant I wasn't sitting at a computer all day long. I did edit my vlogs and TikToks in the morning, which take me about 2 hours, but I wasn't at the computer for another 6 hours after that editing something else. So that's what I meant. And I'm sorry for still putting up videos for your entertainment. Anyway, those, I don't know, they get, sometimes it's like the weirdest shit that gets me. Like someone could write, you're an ugly whore. And I'd be like, okay, takes one to know one. Like I just like wouldn't care. And there's some shit that it's like, why is that getting under my skin? You never know what it's going to be. I think it's because of stuff like that where it's, I don't know why. Here, let me explain it. I notice I do that a lot. But it's like, why are you being a sassy brat? I get if you don't agree with me. I get if we have different viewpoints. That's, or if I do something like extremely cringy, whatever. I get when you comment on those things. I don't like it. I think it's unnecessary, but I understand. I understand if you have a hatred for women, especially lesbians or feminists, and you want to just put your anger on me. I get it. Fine. Let it be. But I think it's things like that. I'm like, for what reason? why did you need to do it? But obviously it didn't bug me much until this moment when I thought about it. And you know what? That's going to be what pisses me off today. When people comment shit and they're just dumb, they're dumb with it. They're just, it's like, what the fuck was the point? Like, there were multiple times when I was doing projects where people tried to be condescending and make fun of me when they didn't understand what I was doing, and they tried to make fun of what I was doing. Like one person that I got trim from my bathroom and it comes primed white, but you still have to paint it. Prime isn't going to protect it from anything. Paint actually protects the wood from stuff. Priming just makes it so that when you paint it, it's more even of a layer, right? So it doesn't look all splotchy. You don't have to paint it six times. You only have to paint it once or twice. So in my video, I said, my boards are primed. Now I'm going to paint them. And a girl was like, did you just paint those white boards white? Yes, I did. Because you're supposed to. And you just tried to sit there and be sassy and make me look dumb? You don't even know what you're talking about. So those comments are the ones that I'm just like, really? Did you need it? And then I thought, in my brain, everyone that comments that's female, I expect to be a full cognitive ability that I'm at. I expect it at the same level as me. And that is rarely the case. I forget that on TikTok, there's children, which I do not say I am a child-friendly, kid-friendly channel, space, whatever. I'm not. I'm brand-friendly. But I forget that there's kids, teenagers, those who have an inability to be as cognitively aware as some. And there's super old people that are out of touch. There's people that have experienced nothing in life. There's people that have just been handed a terrible hand education-wise. And I always forget because I just think I'm like, I just assume everyone who's posting has the same thinking abilities as me. And I have to remember very swiftly so I don't get angry or I don't get insulted or hurt. No, that's probably a kid. Get off my channel. But if it's a dude posting, I immediately think he's just like some incel creepy human in his mom's basement. Unless it's like a genuinely nice post. Then I'm like, oh, what a sweetie. One of the rare ones, you know. But it's weird to think when you look through comments, you're expecting everyone to be of the same cognitive ability. And it's rarely, rarely the case. So I don't let things get really under my skin that much. But for some reason, what pisses me off this week is when people were like, what do you even do for work? Don't you work from home? What's your job again? I don't know why that got under my skin. I think maybe I just like to give myself therapy. I explained it on my vlog channel a lot, but not on my TikTok. And so I was like, I already explained this, but they don't watch my vlogs. Whatever. I don't know. But that's what pisses me off this week. And then next segment is a question of the day. And someone asked what my skincare routine is. I have very rarely ever been asked this. I actually filmed a TikTok of it like a month ago, and I haven't uploaded a TikTok. I might do that tonight, which will be yesterday for you guys. It's expensive. I wish it was like, I just bought this CeraVe scrub and e.l.f. moisturizer and boop, deep boop, $5 later, I have glowing skin. No, I calculated it. It's a lot of money. It's over $100 worth of skincare products. I think I use 5 different products. I have this, it's called like Active Skin or whatever. It's a certain scrub. It's not even a scrub. It's a gel I put on my face. And then I can't wash it off my face with water, like in the shower or something. I have to use a baby soft washcloth to gently take it off my face. I also do this on my chest and neck. And then I put a hyaluronic acid serum on my face, and then some orange oil. And then I put on the normal moisturizing cream. And then I had this little under eye thing that was shipped to me as like a sample from one of the other companies. All of these products are from different companies. They all do different things and they're all different consistencies. And that's my nighttime routine. So it's one wash, a special washcloth, and then 4 things I put on my face. And in the morning, I just rinse my face. I don't use any wash. And I put the serum on and then another different under eye cream that was gifted to me by one of these companies. I wish it was easy. I wish it was simple. And I wish I hadn't seen a difference, but I genuinely saw a difference after doing all this. Because I used to use Neutrogena makeup wipe removers and maybe a nighttime cream if I wanted to, if I was feeling frisky, right? I did this for so long. And then randomly one day, my skin started breaking out in this crusty rash. It was really cute. And I couldn't figure out what was going on, but I kept getting a rash around my eyes, around all this stuff. And my friend Zara is super into skincare. She's had a long journey with her skin. And so she's become very passionate about the subject. And she was like, okay, we are going through every single piece of makeup. We're going through all this stuff. And we tried to eliminate things. We tried to figure out what my body was randomly reacting to. And like after a month of trying to figure this out, because I'd go a week without makeup and the rash would go away. And I'd be like, okay. And then I'd put like the foundation back on and my rash would break out. And I'm like, oh my God. Okay. So the foundation. So I wouldn't put the foundation on and I would just do like mascara and eyebrows and blush and bronzer. And then my skin would break out. I was like, what in the world? And I'm an idiot. And I didn't realize the only thing in common through all of that was at night when I took off my makeup and using a Neutrogena wipe, because they had changed the formula. I didn't notice on the package it said new formula. So then after all that, my friend Zara was like, I told her what it was. I was like, I think it's the remover. And she was like, of course it is. Why didn't we think of that? And so she told me about her makeup remover and why it's really healthy and stuff. So I started using it. And I really liked that. And then she booked me an appointment with her skin facialist lady. She does really amazing facials. And I learned a lot and she was really nice. And I slowly started doing the stuff Zara and her had told me to do. And the pores on my nose got smaller. The bags under my eyes got less dark. They're actually lighter than the rest of my face. I could see my skin was glowing. I saw a difference. And if I skip my nighttime routine for several days in a row, sometimes the weekend gets hard, y'all, I'll notice my skin drying out. And my skin used to do that. My skin used to get dry all the time. Whenever it was winter, I'd have to just constantly put in cream on my face. And that doesn't happen anymore. So I'll post the TikTok since we're talking about it. I'll get my butt off the couch and edit that. I haven't because it's a voiceover. I have to do a voiceover. But it's a lot of products and it's very expensive, but it genuinely made a difference. And I wish it were a simple wipe. I wish it was a simple little cream or ointment and that's it. Oh my God, miracle. $5 in the TikTok shop. No, it's not that easy. And some of them can't be bought on Amazon. Some I have to buy straight from the websites, which is my nightmare. But that's that. All right, before we move on. Oh, wait, we're going to do the follow-up. Last week, I asked you guys to name the follow-up section when I have to do a follow-up from the previous episode. And there are two names that I'm debating between, and I need you guys to vote. So this follow-up is name the follow-up segment. Should it be friendly follow-up time or Rachel's rewind time? So we have either two F's, friendly follow-up, or two R's, Rachel's rewind. I need you all to vote below. And I looked into if you could put votes in comments. You can't. You can put it on the community board of my YouTube page, which I'll try to do, but that's dumb. You should be able to vote in the comments. You can do that everywhere else. Why can't you do it in YouTube yet? I digress. Please vote down below, friendly follow-up or Rachel's rewind. Wait, no, that was Instagram. I was like, I did see a poll. That was Instagram. All right. Before we move on to the chunk of the day, what I have planned for us, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today. Sponsor! Skims is our sponsor for today. Everyone knows that finding a perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. Whether it's too big, too small, the fit is weirdly cut, or the quality is severely lacking. Luckily, I found the perfect t-shirt and it's at Skims. They have crop silhouettes for them femmes to long sleeves layering tees, and there's styles for everyone. I've been wearing Skims for over a year now, and I absolutely love the quality of everything I've gotten. It's silky smooth, it fits well, and my girlfriend always steals them from me. I absolutely love the cotton jersey t-shirt they sent me. It fits like an absolute dream. I wear it all the time. And my girlfriend stole the Skims soft smoothing t-shirt because it's extremely flattering and she can wear it on casual errands or when she wants to dress up for the night. If you want to try them out, then shop Skims T-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you, that Rachel Uncensored sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
All right, welcome back. We're going to finish this book, y'all. A couple of people said they really liked me reading the book. A little flashback. It's funny to hear how I've changed and I haven't changed at the same time. One person said me reading the book made them, and I quote, uncomfortable. What? These are my words. How did that make you uncomfortable? I even swore less in that episode. What about me reading a book about what pisses me off and responding to it made you uncomfortable? I guess that could have been a part of the follow-up, Rachel's rewind time. But I was very confused by that. If you could elaborate, I would love that. Thank you. Now, if you missed the episode in which we started this book, this is a little series. I like this. I wrote a book 7 years ago when I was very angry and in the closet. I just was filled with rage. And it's called 101 Things That Piss Me Off. Now, going through this book, I realize I have a lot of the same viewpoints, except now I don't have as much anger, or I understand the other side of things, the other side of the argument to some of these things. So these things still annoy me. I'll say they annoy me, but they don't piss me off anymore. I've checked my emotions, even though we do a pissed off segment here. And when I say I'm pissed, I'm actually not that angry. It's just more for humor effect. Okay, we read 1 through 20 2 weeks ago. Let's see how many we get through today. Ready? Let's begin. You know what pisses me off? When kids wiggle their teeth. This, still, it doesn't piss me off. It grosses me out. It even grossed me out when I was the child doing it. I didn't like having wiggly teeth, and I don't like when anyone else has wiggly teeth. All right? Let me read the intro. Not the intro. Entry. That's the word I was looking for. Don't get me wrong. I love a good wiggle. A wiggle of the booty, a whole body wiggle, or a slow finger wiggle, also known as a finger wag. But I do not support a tooth wiggle. It grosses me out. Example, this is a picture of my nephew, Jacob, cutest, nicest, and most epic kid on the planet. Still true. But whenever he gets a loose tooth and wants to show me, I run for the hills. I can't even handle this picture because I know his tooth is wiggly enough to fall out. I won't show it because I am grossed out by it. There is a photo that I had my sister-in-law send me of Jake with a tooth halfway out his mouth. It was foul. You have to get excited for the kid. You obviously, I would never shame a kid for having a wiggly tooth and be excited about it. It makes it so the kid isn't grossed out and scared, right? You're like trying to hype it up. I think we've hyped it up too much. I think show your aunt, show your uncle, show your friends your wiggly tooth. No, that maybe be like a personal thing. I think that's a thing between you, your body, and the tooth fairy. Okay? I don't need to know. I don't need to know what your canines are doing. I don't need to know what your little exposed bones, except we learned that teeth are not bones. They are very close in make, but they are not bones. But anyway, I digress. Still grosses me out, but I'm not pissed about it. You know what pisses me off? When people judge me for driving instead of walking. This whole intro, before I get to it, I keep saying intro instead of entry. What is wrong with my brain? This entire entry was because of one experience I had in a taxi in Sydney, Australia. The entire entry, it's 2 pages, which is more than most of them, was because a taxi driver shaded me. Now, let's read. I've had numerous cab drivers say to me, you know, you could just walk from here. Excuse me? Do your dang job and drive me. I know where I could walk. I have GPS on my phone. Maybe I'm in a hurry. Maybe my foot hurts. Maybe I have asthma. Maybe I'm from Southern California, where we drive everywhere because we have cars, wide roads, and convenient parking. You don't know my life. Cars move faster than humans. That's just science. I'm a person that likes to go fast and get things done quickly. Therefore, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to choose taking a vehicle over using my legs. I know a half a mile will only take me 10 minutes to walk, but it will take me less than a minute in a car. That's 9 minutes saved. 9 minutes can make or break a lot of things. If you are 9 minutes late to your plane, it's already taken off and you're stuck at the airport. If you are 9 minutes late to a hospital and miss the birth of your first child, what if you were 9 minutes late to school? You'd all know you'd get written up for that for sure. Guys, I stand by this. I'm hiring a car to take me somewhere. Why are the drivers arguing with me? Also, don't cab drivers like shorter rides because there's like an entry fee they have to pay and then you get paid per mile or whatever. But if you have multiple entry fees, it's actually better than one long trip. You may correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that's how cab systems work. In Southern California, it's very rare to be walking distance from a place. I happen to be walking distance from some stuff because of where I am now, but my last house, no. And most of my apartments in LA, it's very difficult to walk places. Also, it might be a short distance, but it's just not safe. And mind you, most of those, all of those cab drivers that, because it happened once in Australia and then it kept happening to me in multiple places, but the anger started in Australia. All of the cab drivers happen to be male. And I think that's because they don't realize how unsafe a woman feels when walking on the side of the road. So in New York, obviously, I rather walk than drive. When we were in Rome, when we're in a city that's walkable, it's meant for walking. When Abby and I travel, we love to walk. It's a better way to experience the city. But this happened a lot when I was traveling with my sister for her tours way back in the day. We'd be running late or we needed something quickly. So I'd have to hop in a cab, hop in an Uber, hop in a Lyft to get the task done as quickly as possible. So to have someone be like, it would only take you 10 minutes to walk. Bitch, I don't have 10 minutes. I actually have negative 30. So can you please drive me instead of judging me in this moment? So those moments pissed me off. And I think even today I'd be like, what? Can you please just drive me? I'm paying you. I will tip you. I just don't get it. I still don't get it. I don't think it happens as much, but relax. Relax, everybody. You know what pisses me off? I get this one now. I get it, but I still don't condone it. When people watch what I'm doing on my computer, if you're my friend or family member and I sit next to you, oh my gosh, I keep getting spam calls from Glendora, California. Stop it. Anyway, back to what I'm doing. If you're my friend or family member and I'm sitting next to you, I don't care if you look at what I'm doing. I have nothing to hide, for the most part. If you're a stranger sitting next to me on an airplane, that's a whole other story. Don't look at my computer. It's not your computer. What I'm doing is none of your concern. Look away. If we're on an airplane, you look at your screen on the back of your seat in front of you, or you look at your own entertainment that you brought for yourself. If you forget entertainment, too bad. And then I drew a little picture. This used to happen to me on planes a lot. I edit on planes. It's a good time where I'm stuck in one spot and I should rough edit. So I do. I rough edit stuff on the plane. But people always are watching and I absolutely hate it. But I understand. I get how your eye just catches something and you just want to watch it because it's more entertaining than literally having nothing in front of you. I understand it now. It's still rude. So I like to sit on the aisle. Abby sits in the middle seat and then the person's on the window. So no one's really looking at what I do. I genuinely should get one of those blackout screen things that people can't see from the side. I just like don't think I'm that cool. But the only time this bugs me is on an airplane because that's the only time I'm doing work in public. But I think that's a general rule is keep your eyes off of someone else's phone or laptop. Again, if you're my friend or family, I don't care. But strangers shouldn't be looking at strangers' things. I get it. It is rude. Okay, this one I'm not as passionate about anymore because I don't drink soda. But here it is. Except lately, I have been downing the Yuha Dirty Soda, where you put coffee cream in a Diet Coke. It tastes so good. It tastes like a Coke float. I'm so into it. I have had one every single day, and I had to limit myself to just one a day. I'm a liquids person, but my downfall is I hate water. So I'm constantly trying to find new drinks and stuff, and iced coffee has not been hitting for me lately. It just, I'm over it. I had it multiple times a day for years, and I'm just like, eh, I don't want it anymore. But I should not be going to soda and energy drinks. I don't know what's wrong with me. I'll kick it soon. Okay, but here's this entry. You know what pisses me off? When people think that Pepsi is the same as Coca-Cola. I sound like a pick-me in this, all right? I'm kind of embarrassed by this, but here it is. I didn't ask for Pepsi. Okay. Someone needs to slap me. I need to get off whatever cloud land I live in. Someone needs to slap the shit out of me. I sound so pretentious. I didn't ask for Pepsi. I asked for Coca-Cola. They are not the same thing. I hate me. I'm just reading this and I absolutely hate me. They don't taste the same. It's okay if you don't have Coke. Just don't assume that Pepsi is a substitute. It's like an English teacher asking me for an essay and me being like, oh yeah, I actually didn't have an essay, but I do have some math homework. That should work, right? It's not the same. Okay. I think that entry was the worst one of the entire book. Relax. Fucking relax. I mean, you can be like, oh no, I don't like Pepsi. But for me to be like, it's and throw a tantrum. Okay. Also, if you're watching on YouTube, I just took my sweatshirt off. Ooh la la, who am I? My shirt is purposely inside out. Maybe I was taking merch photos today. You don't know. This is not the new merch. This is actually my old merch turned inside out because I liked the tie-dye look, but I didn't want the words on the front. So if anyone was going to comment, did you even know your shirt was inside out? Yes, I did know. And I didn't do anything to fix it because I kind of like it like this. The end. Back to my book. You know what pisses me off?
Okay.
And this one I had to get over. This one, just so you know, I understand it now. And I am not naive and I'm not stupid anymore. I was, but here it is. You know what pisses me off? When pregnant women use weeks instead of months. I get why. And I'm not mad about it anymore. If I ask how far along you are and you say 17 weeks, I have no clue how long that is. I'm obviously aware that it's 17 weeks, but I don't know how many months that is. Sure, I could do a little math, which would only take me a few moments. Or you could say a little over 4 months, then I would know you're about halfway through your pregnancy and zero math is required on my part. I'm not the pregnant one. Why should I do any work? Fuck me. I'd love to help out pregnant women any other way, but don't make me do your baby math. When people, I still to this day, I'm like, oh, how far along are you? And they're like, oh, you know, 19 weeks. I just go, oh, great. What's that? Like, well, how big is the baby now? I just act like I know what that means because I don't. But I need to be a kinder human and not be mad that they answered my question in a way in which I didn't like. I'm a little brat in this episode. Last episode, I stood by all my stuff. This episode, I need a little dose of humility. Here we go. All right. This one I'll stand by still. You know what pisses me off? When people point out my typos. Do you think this makes you smart or funny? Half the time it's autocorrect as an idiot and changing a word on me. So why are you correcting me? Unless you're correcting a school essay, why must you correct a typo? The only thing correcting my grammar or typos does is make me hate you. Whenever I make a typo in a tweet, the only responses I get are from people correcting that typo. My initial reaction is to block those people for being evil spawns of Satan, but I've learned that I should go to their page and see what kind of people they are first. And what I've discovered is that most of these punks can't tweet a single tweet without there being 12 typos involved. And they're pointing out my one typo every 100 tweets? Nah, bro, don't play me like that. My hatred for hypocrites is a topic for another book. I still think this is dumb. If you understand what I'm saying, if you understand what I meant oh my God, leave it be. Unless I'm being like, my brain is smarter than your brain and I spelled it Brian, then you can be like, really? Like if I'm being an ass and I make a typo, I get being like, oh, you're real big smart. You're going to make fun of people when you can't even type. I get that. I try not to be an ass anymore. But if I'm being like, oh, here's this post about this thing or whatever, and I misspell one word, but you totally know what I meant. Like I said, word instead of world. You can let a girl know, but oh my God, relax. I don't understand why. I think people, it makes people feel smart, I think, that they pointed out a typo and they want to put other people down to build themselves up. Even though we all know if you have a little emotional intelligence, that doesn't work. But man, that one still gets me. Not as angry. I just am like, what? I don't care. But yeah, I also don't tweet anymore. I haven't been on Twitter in ages, but it usually happened on Twitter the most. Instagram, I'll just delete and repost. But oh man, when you would do that on Twitter, when you would delete and repost, then all the comments on the new posters, I saw that. I saw you reposted this. I saw that. I saw that. I saw it. There's a reason I'm not on Twitter anymore. That was a toxic place in the end. All right, before we move on to any more, let's check to see if we have another sponsor for today. Sponsor!
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Oh, all right, we're back. I feel like we're getting through this a little quicker than we did last time. I don't feel like I'm trying to overly explain myself too much now. All right, let's get back into it, shall we? You know what pisses me off? When people give me advice that I didn't ask for. So this, if I do remember this entry correctly, is when I didn't know what the word mansplaining was. Men often gave me advice I wasn't asking for, and it was because they were trying to mansplain things to me. As we grow and learn, we learn new terms, and we understand what's happening. All right, here we go. If I ask for your advice, then by all means, talk my ear off. But if you randomly just walk up to me and tell me how to live my life, no. If you come up to me while I'm eating my extra greasy, non-farm fresh, unnatural double meat pizza. Oh, by the way, side note. Clearly, massive carnivore back then. I just do fish now. Sorry. If I'm eating my unnatural double meat pizza to tell me I'm harming my good gut bacteria, I'm going to shove a loaf of gluten-free bread down your throat. Keep your knowledge to yourself. Now I want pizza, dang it. So clearly I was anti how I eat now back then. But because I had such strong feelings about that back then, now that I eat healthy and I don't eat double meat, greasy pizza, blah, blah, blah anymore, even though it's fucking delicious, I know to shut my fucking mouth. So I'm kind of glad I had this viewpoint back then, which I still do. I still don't like when people tell me shit when I didn't ask. If I said, this is like a very true thing still to this day. I think with everyone likes this. If I ask one of my friends about their specialty or whatever, and I know, like I have certain friends and I know if I ask them about something, they're going to talk my ear off because they have so much knowledge and they love to share it. But I think this is just a word to the wise, especially when it comes to food. Shut up. Don't talk about other people's eating habits or whatnot. If someone's like, I don't know why my tummy hurts, you're like, well, maybe it was the 3 milkshakes you drank. Drink them, but that's why your tummy hurt. And also, no one diet works for all people. That is a true thing. No one diet, no one eating style. Everybody works different. Everyone needs different things. Everyone has different requirements and lifestyles. So it's all different. Anyway, don't mansplain. Don't give people unwanted advice or unsolicited advice. That's basically what it breaks down to. All right, next one. You know what pisses me off? Ooh, this is a good one. Still true to this day. Oh my God, still true to this day. I'll explain everything. Here we go. When people drive slow in the fast lane. When driving on the freeway, it's important to know that the right lane is the slow lane and the left lane is the fast lane or the quote-unquote passing lane. Now, this is in the States. Other places, it's different. But I'm talking about here in the States, and I should have specified that in the book, and I didn't. But here we go. Despite the speed limits, that's just the rule. Even cops know this. There are signs on the freeway and highways that say, slow traffic, keep right. The government knows. Therefore, if you're cruising in the far left lane going 65 in a 65 mile per hour zone, when there is no one in front of you, I hate you. By all means, drive the speed limit, but in the appropriate lane. You actually cause traffic to back up by going that slow in the fast lane. I also wholeheartedly believe that doing that causes accidents. Think about the people who go 80 miles per hour on the freeway. Those are probably the same people who aren't afraid to weave in and out of traffic. Therefore, if you are going super slow in the super fast lane, fast people are going to try and pass you. The more people change lanes, the more accidents happen. Boom, science. Below is how I think freeway speeds should be. I have drawn a 4-lane highway here, with each lane going up 5 miles per hour. And I named them the far right, slow mother trucker at 65, normal human at 70, fast but safe at 75, and speed demon at 80. So I get if it's 2 lanes, you know, the left is passing. That is just the thing. If it's a 2-lane highway, the left is a passing lane, meaning if you're in there, you have to be going faster than the people in the right lane. But once you're past them, you have to get over and let the people behind you go past you. That is it. And if you're going slow, as fast as the people in the right lane or slower, you should not be in the left lane. Now, I am someone who I used to speed a lot. I used to go 80 was my normal. Like, I always hit 80 when I was on the freeway. That's how fast we could drive in Southern California. No, that's not how fast you're allowed to. 65 is the speed limit on our freeways. But a lot of people go 80, 85. I would always go 80 until I got in my car crash. I was going the speed limit when I got in my car crash because I was near my exit. So I was slowing down and I got in the far right lane. But I was going the speed limit when I got hit. And in my mind, I realized if I was going 80, I probably would have died. My car was totaled. I flipped on the freeway and slid on the side of my car down a hill and hit a tree. If I was going faster, I would have died. So I've slowed down now. I love a good 72, but that's faster than the people in the slow lane, but slower than the people in the fast lane. So I like to cruise in the fast lane until someone starts coming up behind me. And then when it's safe, I get over and let them pass. I never stay in the fast lane if there are people behind me trying to go faster. Sometimes I'll push it to 74, but that's that. So I still, even though I don't speed like I used to, I still wholeheartedly believe this. And actually, they've proven it, that slower people can cause more accidents than people going fast. It is illegal to impede the flow of traffic. So I stand by this. Science has actually backed me up on this and whatnot. All right. We're to 30. We're at 30. And this, oh, I forgot these sections were labeled. This section, that one we were just going through, was titled Things People Do That Piss Me Off. And this one is The Types of People That Piss Me Off. Oh no. This first one, I'm a complete hypocrite. I have the exact opposite viewpoints now. This first one, I'm describing me and that I hate me. Oh my God. All right. Here we go. I'll explain why I'm the opposite now after I read this. You know what pisses me off? Morning people. People that can just wake up and be super peppy are the worst kinds of people. They can't be trusted. Don't talk to me in the morning. Don't even look at me. Why would you think this is an appropriate time to ask me how I am? Clearly, I am not well. I just had to wake up and leave the comfort and warmth of my bed. Also, what could you possibly have to talk about? We've just woken up. Nothing has happened. And if you're about to say, I want to talk to you about the dream I just had, well, I think I've already made my feelings on that clear enough. Except for my best friend, who made me put this part in. She is a great person and I love her, even though she is a morning person who often texts me at 6 a.m. Thank you, Kelly. I'm a morning person now. So this happened when I got Blaze. So I used to sleep and sleep and sleep and never wake up, and I would just sleep until 1 p.m. I got Blaze, and he forced me to be a morning person. The or at least just get up in the morning. The sun would rise and he'd be like, I'm up. I'm a dog. I want to go out. I want to play. I want to eat. I want to go on walks. The morning is here. The sun is here. Let's go. And Blaze, I love him so much. He is a whiner. He has a high-pitched whine that he does that he knows annoys the absolute shit out of me. So he keeps doing it because I can't put up with it. And so I do what he wants, which is training him that if he does the whine, I'll do what he wants. So he keeps doing the whine. Because he doesn't do it for joy. He only does it for me because he knows I hate it and I will do whatever he wants when he does this whine. So when I got Blaze, I learned patience and I learned to control my anger because getting angry at a dog won't help anything. It will just make it worse. And I had to wake up with him. So I started waking up in the mornings and I started having a coffee routine. And then when I got Snoop, that's when it really, really shifted because I had two dogs and I was like, okay, I can't just risk it with one not to to shit in the crate. I just started getting up and doing responsibilities. And then when I lived in my last house, I had so much housework I had to do. And it was so hot in the valley. I used to live in the Valley of LA that you had to do your things in the morning. And then that was it. Cause then it would get too fucking hot. And then the mosquitoes would come out. So I became a morning person. And then when I started dating Abby, I was just so excited to wake up. I am a goddamn simp. I was so excited to wake up every day because she was next to me. And I was excited to just start the day with her. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get up and do all my things because she's not a morning person. She likes to sleep in. So I'd be like, I'd wake up and be like, oh my God, she's still here. She likes me. And I would get up and I would go do all my chores and do everything and be ready for when she woke up. She hates this about me. She doesn't. She likes that I get up and I do my chores and stuff. And it's actually when we have like our own, we call it our alone time, our time, where we have it, our own personal time by ourselves. But even now, I like to wake up and I like to do all the chores so that when she gets out of bed, the dish is already done and the couch is put together for her or whatever. And so she can start her day because she wakes up and sees a mess and it makes her just stress. When I see a mess, I'm like, oh, something to do. So I clean the mess and then she doesn't have to see a mess. It works out. But when I started dating her is when I went from like, yeah, I'm a morning person. I wake up early to I love the mornings. And that's super fucking cheesy, but it is what it is. I'm a morning person and I have so much to say in the morning. And that's just what it is. All right, next one. I'll just do a couple more. You know what pisses me off? Sexist people. I mean, this one stands true, right? Racist, homophobic people, all of them, they all just suck, right? Here's the entry though. Notice that I didn't say sexist men. That's because women can be sexist too. I think it's time that people get out of the mindset that people should or shouldn't do things based on what type of genitalia they have. Also, I was a closet lesbian at this time, which is like everyone to remember that as I read this. If I want to build a house, me and my vagina are going to build a dang house. If a boy wants to wear makeup, I say, please do. I don't want to be staring at those zits. Oh my God. I'm like rude and a feminist at the same time. If you have zits, you can have zits. That's okay. Not that I find them gross. I actually don't mind them at all, but they are just hard to look away from. Okay. I justified it a little bit. I get great pleasure out of proving sexist people wrong. One time a man told me that men naturally have a better sense of direction. I scoffed. He then tried to prove me wrong by asking which way was north. I pointed one way, he pointed another. We got out a compass and I took a celebratory drink of a cold beer. Win. As a kid, I was into a wide variety of activities that were often characterized as boy things. But that didn't stop me. Every day I put on my cargo pants and filled them with bouncy balls, fake knives, money, and a first aid kit. Then I went out to play in my treehouse with my Rottweiler and G.I. Joes. And then I have a very lesbian picture of me with my old Rottweiler Sheba. I mean, it all stands true. Everything I said, that's just what it is. We all hate sexist people, right? When women have internalized misogyny, oh, I just feel bad for them. It's hard when you are raised and that is ingrained in your head. You have to take a really hard look at your beliefs and why you believe them. It takes a lot of work to unlearn the shit that you've learned. And you don't even realize you've learned it. So it happens a lot. I'm sure I still have internalized misogyny within me that I don't even realize. It's because that's what how it grew up. And then now I'm like, this is all dumb. But if I have a thought, I have to constantly be like, why am I thinking that? Where did that come from? It's hard. It is hard. All right, let's do one more and then we'll get the fuck out of here. You know what pisses me off? Smelly people. You know what? I still stand by this. I still stand by it to this day. Now listen, I know that every once in a while, every person will emit a little stink. Even me. Sometimes your deodorant wears off, your workout was extra hard, or something spilled on you. However, when you are consistently smelly 24/7, then we have a problem. In this world, we have deodorant, perfumes, cologne, lotion, gum, breath mints, toothpaste, mouthwash, shower, soap, shampoo, conditioner, laundry detergent, washers and dryers, fabric softeners, and the list goes on and on. There are few to no excuses for being consistently stinky. I don't care if you stink from your body, doesn't bother you. It bothers me. And let's face it, I care more about my comfort than yours. Why would you smell bad when you could smell good? My brain just doesn't comprehend that. And you wonder why there are always flies buzzing around you. You smell like poop. That's why, poop. I've taken a picture of all the things I use to make sure I don't smell bad, just in case there was a person out there who doesn't believe that these things exist or are confused about what they look like. I'm a fuck. I don't use any of this stuff anymore. Literally none of this do I use anymore. I just use different brands. Oh no, Crest 3D whitening toothpaste. I still use that. Yeah, I mean, there are still people that I'm like, I don't understand why this person always smells bad. It's either their breath or their clothes or just like their body. And it's like, they are capable, competent, financially well people that I'm like, there's no excuse. I'm so confused. Why do they stink? Just why? They have like a mildew smell about them. And it's not like, I get if like someone has like a bad home life or whatever. They might not even own a washer and dryer, or their mom is supposed to do it and she doesn't, or something like that. There are reasons why people can be smelly. But if you are a financially stable, competent, capable human, adult, we'll say adult, why you be smelling all the time? Just why? Stop that. That's inconsiderate. That's all. We'll stop there. I don't know if you guys are still liking this or not. I'm entertained by it, but I'm me. I wrote it. It's my words. I like me. I'm my number one fan. But that's it for today. I love you guys. Please make sure you leave questions below for next episode. We'll do question of the day. I think I might be recording with my mother. So you can check on that. If you want to ask her a question, please do. And yeah, and please vote for, is it friendly follow-up or Rachel's rewind time? Okay. And that's it. I love you guys. I will see you next time. And I think you're beautiful people. Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you can find the uncensored version of me, Rachel Ballinger. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please like, subscribe, or follow, or do whatever this platform tells you to do so that you can get notified every time I post a new episode. Love ya!
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out the Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.